Hey y'all, this is James Robert Webb, and you're very lucky because you're listening to Lee Williams.
There's a black widow spider on a wooden beam, spinning a web where she can't be seen. When there comes a shaking, no, it's not a fly she's taking. She's just feeling good vibrations from a redneck congregation. Filled to the brim and getting tired. Yeah, they've been packing it in every Friday night. Time to get your boots on, dancing to the neon. Come and get it for it's gone. Live it up down on the farm. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road where anyone who's anybody's bound to go. And get dressed up and drive on down. You can drop your troubles just outside of town. Will they boot, scoot, they cut, or if they even do the jitterbug, grab it till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Well, I'll show you a good time, just you wait and see. They got a real tight band and it's a seven-piece. Got a fiddle, got a bow, off and away they go. With Orange Blossom Special and the Cotton Eye Joe. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road where anyone who's anybody's bound to go. Get dressed up and drive on down. You can drop your troubles just outside of town. Will they boot, scoot, they cut, or if they even do the jitterbug, grab it till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Yeah. Is really moving in the mood to do some grooving. Couldn't make them stop with an amendment to the Constitution. Cowgirls in their high pants scooting to a line band. Someone left the gate down at the Rockin' Body Ranch. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Get dressed up, I'll drive us on down. We can drop our troubles just outside of town. Scoot, cut a rug, we'll even do the jitterbug. Wave it till the cows come home. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. After we boot, scoot, and cut a rug, we'll sneak out just the two of us. Then we'll turn the lights down low. There's a party in the barn out on Indian Road. Lord, there's a party in the barn out on Indian Road.
We continue. James Robert Webb, a good friend of ours.
Hey, Lee, how are you doing?
Good. You're still as tall.
Yeah, I was trying to shrink, but instead I wore some boots, so I think I'm 6'7 tonight or something.
My goodness. I mean, you do stand out above all the other acts.
Yeah, head and shoulders above every other country artist here, I guess. You know, because I haven't seen Toby Keith yet, so he's pretty tall.
Well, there's a lot been going on for you, and you've got a new album coming, a new single.
Yeah, I've got a new album called Honky Tonk Revival coming out probably late spring, early summer. And we have a new single coming out on the U.S. side, at least, Six Strings and the Truth, that'll be coming out probably early April. I think April 3rd, I think, is the street date.
That's a play on words, three chords of the truth. Now, Six Strings
of the Truth. Yeah, Six Strings and the Truth. There's actually five chords in the song, I think, so, but yeah. It's kind of a counting kind of song, too, subtly, but yeah, I kind of came to me, and it's one of the standout tracks on the album, I think. This one may be a little bit less traditionalist, but people seem to like it, the crowds love it, and we'll see how it does. You never know.
Because you said the other night when I was speaking to you that it's a little bit more rockier than your normal material.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at this album, because I produced this album, and being from Tulsa, sometimes you don't always understand or realize some of the influences you have until later. And so looking back at this album, I hear in that song in particular, I hear a lot of influence of like Ryan Tedder, who was from Tulsa, as in One Republic, and he wrote, like, you know, Turning Tables and Rolling in the Deep with Adele, you know, on that song. So there's some of that production kind of element in there, I think, that kind of bleeds in into that, which makes sense. But it was just, I mean, we certainly weren't thinking about that when we were writing. That's one of those songs to me that I wrote that just kind of came to me. I kind of, you know, had the idea, and one of those things that just kind of got transmitted by the universe. You were writing it in like 10 minutes kind of thing. So those are nice to have instead of having to work at writing a song.
And the song Honky Tonk Revival, what's that about in the title of the album?
Yeah, so that's the title of the album because I, you know, especially in the States, there's been, like, the last few years, a lot of debate, like there always is, about things are too pop or they're too traditional or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've always admired the people that were able to take traditional country and kind of reinvent it. So people like Dwight Yoakam, people like, you know, the whole 90s scene of, like, Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt and all those guys. So they made country kind of relevant again, like traditionalist country, even, but they made it something new kind of by fusing that with basically old-time rock and roll, a lot of it, and Roadhouse stuff. Sometimes the term for that is honky, you know, the honky-tonk revivalist kind of person, like they're trying to bring it back. But the song's kind of a twist on that, like, you know, we're gonna pitch a tent this Friday night down on Daddy's farm and put a stage in the middle, and then we're gonna fill it with a fiddle and a steel guitar. You know, it's like kind of like a revival tent meeting kind of thing with people that love traditional music. So.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm really looking forward to hearing it and playing it. You know,
Thank you. Yeah, I was honored. Jerry Salley wrote that. Me and Jerry Salley and Alex Dooley wrote that. So. And I brought that title to them, and we wrote it on spec, kind of, which is sometimes challenging to say, well, here's a title, write it, because I knew that's what I wanted the title of the album to be, because that just kind of sums up the feel. Because as you know, I put stuff out there that's, you know, maybe a little bit more progressive than, you know, country radio, and then I also do stuff that's just very traditionalist, like Western swing and things. And for me, it's always a mix of variety, and that's the kind of album that I like to listen to, you know, in the first place. So. That's what I try to make. And my fans love it. So. Hey, y'all, this is James Robert Webb, and you're very lucky because you're listening to Lee Williams.
Come on, head on down to the Honky Tonk Revival. We're gonna pitch a tent this Friday night down on Daddy's farm. We'll build a stage in the middle. Then we're gonna fill it with a fiddle and a steel guitar. We'll invite a couple thousand of our closest friends. Get in the spirits and then there's gonna be a honky-tonk revival. Yeah, we'll all join in and sing some country hymns with Haggard and Jones disciples. Well, it's a bell-buckle boot scootin' jamboree with a congregation that still believes there's gonna be a honky-tonk revival. Can I get a witness up here? All right, I'd like to share my testimony. You know, the first time I ever heard The Man in Black, man, he really changed my life. And I've gotta thank the senior Hank for helping me to see the light. Well, to all of those who said that sound is dead and gone, they resurrect them wrong. There's gonna be a honky-tonk revival. Yeah, we'll all join in and sing some country hymns. We'll Haggard and Jones disciples. Well, it's a bell buckle boot scootin' jamboree with a congregation that still believes there's gonna be a honky tonk revival. Oh yeah. Go ahead and pass the plate along. I ain't saying it's a sin if you're listening to that newer stuff. But if you want to get right, brother, Friday night, you can get washed in the Ernest tub. There's gonna be a honky tonk revival. Yeah, we'll all repent and sing some country hymns with paycheck and cash disciples. Well, it's a bell buckle boot scooting jamboree with a congregation that still believes there's gonna be a honky tonk revival. So come along with me to the honky tonk revival. Friend, have you made Mickey Gilly your personal favorite?
Are you doing lots of live dates now
over here?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, we're building more and more, and I think we're going to confirm for Country Thunder for two of those shows, which is probably might be our biggest shows. I think those are like 80,000 or 90,000 people, and Blake Shelton's at that, and so those will be in places like in Arizona and in Wisconsin that I haven't been. And so we're just kind of, you know, right now we're just kind of stringing those dates along, and like we were talking. We've got to get back over to the UK and to Europe, and I love you guys out there over there that are listening to me. I appreciate you all supporting me. I've got to get back out there and play for you. I'd love to come meet some more of you in person because we've been talking on Twitter and everything.
So what is your social media addresses for people to check you out?
Yeah, I try to make it really easy. So everything is James Robert Webb, all one word. So JamesRobert. WEBB. So, and my website is jamesrobertwebb.com. You can click on there, join the fan club email list, and you'll be the first to get a sneak peek at the album actually before we release it. We'll have that for streaming and stuff like that. So, we enjoy connecting with people there. And I'm on YouTube. YouTube's the same thing. You know, YouTube, I do more like acoustic covers of stuff. I'm doing like Tulsa Tuesdays now where I do an acoustic cover of like an old song that has some tie to Tulsa. Like I did Brand New Man, you know, with Brooks and Dunn this week. And, you know, like You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. So, you know, just old classic songs that try to put my spin on.
Can I give you a request?
Absolutely. I'd love it.
Tulsa Time.
Tulsa Time. Absolutely. Right. Living on Tulsa Time. I love that song. Old Don Williams, yeah.
Yeah, written by Danny Flowers, I think, if I remember.
Yeah. That is an anthem, you know, I always took it for granted growing up in Tulsa to have all these really badass songs about Tulsa, you know. You just kind of assume that that's everywhere, right? And then you get out, well, okay, Topeka, we don't really have any, you know, great songs about us like Tulsa Time, yeah. But to grow up listening to Tulsa Time and have people like, you know, Leon Russell, you know, and all these big superstars that were from Tulsa with the Tulsa sound and everything. It's just, there is something in the water there. And it just,
I mean, even Eric Clapton's on Tulsa Time.
Eric Clapton, exactly. I mean, we do a string band, Western Swing version of like Around After Midnight, you know. It's J.J. Cale from Tulsa wrote that, and Cocaine and a lot of those songs like that. There's a lot of stuff. And we just lost, you know, Leon Russell this year. And when I first started writing, I was really into Leon Russell. And so I did a lot of my karaoke voice was like Leon Russell, and my voice is kind of strange, and so I fit, you know, Leon Russell impersonation pretty well. So that's a good thing coming from Tulsa, because I'm a piano player, and so I can, you know, I play some of that stuff around. So yeah.
Well, good luck with the album. Good luck with the single. Make sure you get back to us as soon as you can into Europe, and we're going to let you announce the single and go out with it.
Absolutely. This is James Robert Webb, and we're going to be listening to Six Strings and the Truth.
He's about sung all his songs, and every word they sing along. But they don't know that he saved his best for last. He makes his way across the stage, the anticipation before he plays. Sits like smoke in the air, amber in a glass. And he's gonna make it last, 'cause he's got one more tonight. Three chords and four time, getting high fives from a crowd wearing cowboy boots. And he strings and the truth. Playing what they say is out of style, but it starts to strum and the crowd goes wild. And they're packed in the stack to the back of the room, out the door. Adrenaline buzz, yeah, they're draining their cups. He's laying it down and they're drinking it up. They're digging his sound and they're dying for just one more. He's gonna make them roar, 'cause he's got one more tonight. Three chords and four times. Getting high fives from the crowd wearing cowboy boots. And he's got one chance to make three verses stand for everything. Five little words that'll tell you what you're listening to. 'Cause what you're listening to is six strings and the truth. From a crowd wearing Justin boots. And he's got one chance to make three verses stand for everything. And five little words that'll tell you what you're listening to. And what you're listening to is six strings and the truth. The truth. He's about sung all his songs, and every word they sing along.
Hey y'all, this is James Robert Webb, and you're very lucky because you're listening to Lee Williams.